This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rod V. Subramanian.
A piece on the RTDNA's website says local TV news might never be the same due to the coronavirus pandemic. It notes, among other things, the innovation required to produce stories while working remotely. The RTDNA piece also points out the health risks taken by some journalists as they strive to deliver information about the coronavirus crisis. And station management is concerned about a loss of revenue during the pandemic. So things have really changed. And I'm wondering, we can talk certainly about local TV news, but also for the two of you, as we begin a new school year at Western Illinois University, this pandemic is teaching the or is changing the way you're teaching the next generation of journalists.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had the option of teaching my classes online. Not everyone has that option for various reasons. But I know I've talked to my staff of the student newspaper and how we're having to take health precautions and careful measures on how we're doing reporting. The students are asked to, not put themselves in harm's way, maybe conduct more interviews over the phone, maybe contact people over social media. And those have always been tools that we've had in the recent past. But now I think we're going to have to be leaning on them a little bit more than usual. Now, they're obviously not ideal as to a in-person interpersonal communication and a traditional interview. But with that said, we have to take some measures and be careful and make sure we're not putting the students in harm's way. And I think, teaching online classes is another way to do that.
Well, on the revenue side of the equation for you at the Western Courier also, you're not printing anymore. You're entirely online, correct?
Correct. We went online right when the pandemic happened in mid-March, and we just decided to continue that and stop printing because we have had kind of a perfect storm and a lot of things converge that had made bringing in revenue difficult with the lack of advertising. That's happened everywhere in many student newspapers, and many student newspapers have gone on entirely online as well as a result, and it just made sense for us to do the same thing.
Rajvi, how is this changing the way you teach the next generation of journalists?
I really wish I had the luck, which Will is just pointing out. All my classes are face-to-face. I teach a digital media production, audio production classes, which means they need hands-on production experience. This is not something where we can just teach online, but yes, we can do it, but there's nothing that works in terms of dealing with the students' questions when we are dealing with face-to-face situation. So for the first 8 weeks, we plan to have face-to-face, so I'm really excited to be teaching students, hands-on production, even though it comes at with a price, because I have to be covered with mask and shield, and so the students should also be covered with mask. So we are having some practical issues. We are following social distancing, and we have very limited capacity in my class for today. We have about 24 students. 12 students were there in class, and 12 students joined the class through Zoom. So, yeah, we are trying to learn. This is a completely new territory for us. We are learning what's the best way our students is going to work for the students. And I would say it's definitely challenging because we all are scared, because when you look at the information that's coming across, Will was just telling the other day that UNC closed and another Notre Dame University, they closed. Because there are a lot of clusters and, outbreaks of COVID situation that has led to the closure of many universities. And we are just, hopeful and everything is going to be normal. And again, this is something that we cannot kind of, let's try to teach online and see how it works. We have to do what we have to do. So I know I'm kind of a little bit scared, honestly, but, we also have to, rise up to the expectations of students. I actually had a survey for my students for my audio production classes where there were about 24 students, and 70% of the students expressed their interest to be comfortable with face-to-face classes. So, again, that's what the students are expecting as far as my class is concerned. So again, this is all completely a new ball game for us, but we are trying to do what best we can in terms of enriching a very good learning experience for the student. And I'm also learning as well, because this has got a lot of learning curve for me, because I need to kind of work how Zoom works, how to get all the recordings done, how to actually get all the recordings and then post it on a learning management system like Western Online. So again, we are trying our best, and hopefully we are trying to kind of give a good learning experience for the students.
The students you're teaching, are these upperclassmen, lowerclassmen? Is it a mix?
Yeah, I teach a 3-1-2 level class. It's an advanced audio production, and also I teach a lower level digital media production 101 class. Again, you know, some students are pretty much enthusiastic to be here, and some people, I've got a lot of emails saying, man, you know what, I don't want to come to classes. Can I do all the classes online? So again, it's a kind of, you know, mixed bag, but I'm trying to be, you know, going easy with the students. But, I mean, we cannot compromise on the learning content. So it's a lot of work for me personally, because I have to kind of figure a way out of how to deliver content face-to-face and how to structure the same content for online platforms so they also have a better understanding of what's being discussed in class. So, again, it's a very new, you know, territory, and I'm kind of seeing what best works. So it's we just have to wait and see how the first week goes. And if the student likes it, I will continue, or if the student wants more, I will reinvent or innovate myself so that they take more in terms of the content that's being discussed in class, either face-to-face or online.
Yeah, I agree. I think we need to, there has to be in this day and age with the condition and during a pandemic, there has to be some leniency, but at the same time, there are expectations and there's not a compromise to the skills and the content that the students are still going to have to be responsible for. But when we're reaching them, yeah, we're going to have to be somewhat understanding and, of course, to their health and their safety first and foremost. But secondly, we'll have to find safer and alternative ways, alternative teaching to reaching students. And I'm just happy that at this time of a great health crisis, we have the technology to turn to students and reach them in alternative ways, like using Zoom meetings, online meetings, what have you. It's been a lifesaver for us in keeping up and keeping our semesters alive and going.
With the Western Courier students, Will, are they recognizing the significance of this moment in their reporting? I know they're just getting underway this semester, but certainly there's no shortage of stories you could tell about what's happening today.
And that's what we're doing. We just got our first issue out. They came in over the weekend, and they have our first issue out. And that was, it's mostly wall-to-wall pandemic, how it's affecting lifestyle, how is it affecting the move-in, how it's affecting students in classes, why are students staying home, some are on campus, interviewing students on campus. And so I've emphasized to them that this is going to be an ongoing story that we need to be hitting each and every issue.
See, it's not just about the stories as well, because we're also concerned about students, you know, interacting with people and students using the equipment that's being given out from our inventory. So lots of things, like, you know, because, you know, multiple people are going to be using the equipment. So we have to make sure everything is being disinfected and make sure that people are maintaining social distance. So lots of things are in play right now. And definitely it's going to be challenging for the students, because earlier, I know there are a lot of group you know, projects that students are expected to work. But right now, many students are hesitant to be working in groups. So we'll have to tailor in individual content so that, you know, they try to finish the project. And also, safety is paramount. Safety is a priority. So we cannot afford to take any more chances. And again, you know, this is something that, you know, as news journalists, we are going to be facing day in and day out. You know, everybody is trying to, you know, stay indoor. But the journalists have to go out and find stories, talk to people, interact, and tell the story to the community. And this is something that, you know, we are trying to figure out how to, you know, train our students to work in a very new dynamic in terms of news reporting and news coverage. Hopefully, you know, we just follow all the protocols, and, you know, nothing unforeseen happens for the students.
We are going to wrap up our discussion for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.